This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Idstey.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The government of Sudan and the largest of three rebel groups reportedly have accepted a peace agreement for the troubled Darfur region. But two smaller rebel groups have rejected the plan, which was drafted by African Union mediators and amended by Western diplomats. The refusal of these groups to accept the peace plan has imperiled the talks. Alex Duvall is a fellow for the Global Equity Initiative at Harvard University, and he's advising the African Union at the talks still underway at the Nigerian capital, Abuja.
The key question really comes down to the ability of the leadership of the movement to see that they have a historic opportunity. I think because of the depth of the suffering that the Darfurian people have undergone in the last few years, the movement are profoundly, deeply distrustful.
Three deadlines for a peace agreement have already passed, despite intensive efforts by international negotiators, including U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Robert Zoellick. Again, Alex Duvall.
The international partners here have put a formidable array of resources on the table, both to cajole the movement leadership into signing a deal and to pressure them with the fact that should they walk away from this, should they plunge Darfur into another round of bloodshed, there is a lot of international apparatus of sanctions and other measures that can be used against them.